For Specialty Crop News on Southeast AgNets, I'm Gary Cooper. Starting off the week with another in our occasional series of reports about U.S. agricultural export potential in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi's like Texas. It's big, big land, big oil, and big families, and it's a safe place. Saudi's different from any other place in the Middle East.
You may recall our report from early last week in this segment when Like's family descendant Park Wright explained his J.P. Wright & Company firm is now helping Florida and other U.S. farmers enter this valuable export market.
It's a big consumer market. With big families, people shop a lot, and there's the three meals a day, family meals, so there's a great amount of time spent cooking. So it has some traditional things that America had, say, in the 1920s, 1930s, where we had bigger families and cooking and meals were a part of our tradition. So there's a perfect marketplace for our best quality food and beverage products. And I think we have, again, it's important to be there.
Park Wright is focused not only on specialty crop and livestock exports from his home state of Florida, but also...
especially from grain-producing states, things like wheat, corn, soy, rice from Texas, Louisiana.
And like anything else, it takes an effort to compete and sell our products abroad.
There's a lot of international competition out there now. For what used to be our marketplace, others have stepped in growing these crops and taking our customers. So I'm very bullish on our food industry reps being our best ambassadors and for us to be there. So I put out the invitation for anyone to come with us and work with us in Saudi Arabia.
Park Wright and his J.P. Wright & Company invite U.S. agricultural exporters to learn more about the upcoming Agro-Food Exposition scheduled in Saudi Arabia in September. You can find links and contact information in the news post at southeastagnet.com. I'm Gary Cooper. This is Southeast AgNet.